If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Terrifying collapse on the football field.
DeMar Hamlin has been down for over 9 minutes now.
Players and fans watch in disbelief.
I hope he's okay. I'm glad the game got called.
Leadership crisis in the new Congress.
We don't know how this speaker vote is going to turn out.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin with a terrifying turn of events during Monday Night Football's Bills-Bengals game in Cincinnati. CBS This Morning's Nate Burleson has the details.
I think people are well aware that we are finished watching football here tonight.
9 minutes into the first quarter, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin tackled Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins. Hamlin got up after the hit, but then suddenly collapsed.
And that is DeMar Hamlin.
Medical personnel quickly descended to administer CPR to Hamlin. The Bills said Hamlin went into cardiac arrest and his heartbeat was restored on the field. Players on both sides were visibly upset, some crying and others taking a knee to pray. Hamlin was then loaded into an ambulance on the field. His team knelt together in a circle as he was driven away. Hamlin is now at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center in critical condition. Sam Farmer has been covering the NFL for 25 years.
It wasn't until you looked into the face of the players and saw their reaction did you realize that this was something extraordinary.
More than an hour after the injury, the NFL officially postponed the game.
Fans watched in disbelief on TV and at the stadium.
We're up in the stands and like we didn't see it happen, but once we saw the replay, like it was heartbreaking.
It's just scary, like, to see someone go down like that.
Everything got silent, even the Bengals fans.
They is not
keep a player on the field that long. They never do. They try to like move him out the way, so it's, you know, it was serious.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
In that tackle, the opponent's helmet was in his chest, so he had blunt force trauma to the chest. And in the exact right spot, at the exact right moment during his heartbeat, it caused his heart to have what we call an arrhythmia, not beat effectively to push blood to the brain.
Fans gathered outside the hospital, lit candles, and prayed. The same weather system that brought record rainfall and flooding to the West Coast has battered the South. CBS's Janet Chamlian is in Little Rock.
Light poles snapped in half, bleachers flung from the stands, and a mangled scoreboard. The Jesseville High School football field, after strong storms and a possible tornado, slammed western Arkansas.
Just out of the blue, high winds, awnings begin to blow away. We didn't have any prior warning.
Inside the school, debris littered classrooms as more than 900 students took cover.
Republicans end 4 years of Democratic leadership when they take control of the House today. The question, who speaks for the new majority? Correspondent Scott McFarland begins team coverage from Capitol Hill.
Kevin McCarthy, first elected in 2006 out of Bakersfield, California, has sought to become Speaker of the House for years. With Republicans taking the majority, he'll need about 218 votes on the House floor to get there. But as the vote approached, he appeared to at least be a few votes short. A House conservative faction is holding out, saying they won't vote for McCarthy, which means he may have to make more concessions.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Despite the new divide in Congress, the president will this week demonstrate his continued commitment to bipartisan cooperation. Tomorrow, alongside top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell, the president will highlight the $1.6 billion federal grant stemming from the infrastructure law he signed in 2021, which will be used to replace the heavily congested interstate bridge that connects Cincinnati with Covington, Kentucky.
A man suspected of shooting and killing a police chief and wounding another officer blocks apart near Pittsburgh
has been killed. Allegheny County Police Superintendent Christopher Kearns.
There was a car chase. The suspect crashed the car and fled into the woods. Fleeing from the officers, the suspect fired at the officers.
28-year-old Aaron Lamont Swan was wanted for a parole violation involving a weapons charge. For the first time, an openly transgender woman is scheduled to be executed, time set for later today, in Missouri. Amber McLaughlin was sentenced to death almost 20 years ago for stalking a former girlfriend and stabbing her to death. Governor Mike Parson is considering a request for clemency.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
The nightmare is over at airports in Florida after hundreds of flights were delayed yesterday. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez.
The FAA says it has now fixed the computer issue that led to a disruption at an air traffic control center here in Miami. That center controls millions of cubic miles of airspace for commercial flights over Florida.
More than 600 flights were canceled or delayed at Denver's airport because of icy conditions and poor visibility. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students is scheduled to appear in court in Pennsylvania this afternoon. Brian Koberger is expected to waive his extradition rights, paving the way for his return to Idaho to face charges. Disgraced crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried also scheduled for a court appearance, his in Manhattan, to plead not guilty to multiple charges, including 8 counts of fraud. A stunning sight at the bottom of a notorious cliff in Northern California.
Tesla over the side, about 250 feet down. Four critical patients, 2 minors, 2 adults.
Santa Cruz fire captain Tyler Martin after the car landed in a crumpled heap. Though officials say it's rare to survive a crash there, all 4 people in the car, including a 4-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy, were conscious when they were rescued by helicopter.
He's at 20 feet.
Word on what caused the crash. Actor Jeremy Renner is still in critical but stable condition after TMZ reports he was run over by a snowplow and airlifted off a mountain near his home in the Lake Tahoe area Sunday. A spokesman says Renner suffered blunt chest trauma and leg injuries. The 51-year-old has undergone surgery at a Nevada hospital. A founding member of Earth, Wind, and Fire is gone. Drummer Fred White has died. He joined his brothers Verdeen and Maurice in the band in the 1970s when he was a teenager. Fred White was 67. No word on the cause of death.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
The numbers are in and travel is back post-pandemic. Correspondent Wendy Gillette has details from the French Riviera.
Americans swarmed Paris and other international cities last year, and 2023 will be no different, according to the luxury travel network Virtuoso.
For 2023, you're going to see 2 things happening. You're going to see far more demand and much higher prices because of that demand.
Virtuoso forecasts France, Italy, and Greece will once again be among the top international destinations. Japan and South Africa are also expected to be very popular this year.
Fans are opening their hearts and their wallets to show support for Bills safety DeMar Hamlin.
What's up? It's DeMar Hamlin. Back at the hometown, back at the crib, 3rd annual toy drive.
They've donated more than $3 million online to a GoFundMe page Hamlin created 2 Christmases ago to buy toys for children in his hometown of Pittsburgh. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
We'll
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.